Not all guarantees are created equal. That's what makes the Total Trust Guarantee from Speedy Oil Change and Auto Service so special. It gives you 20/20 vision into the work we do. And now, you can get $10 off any 17-point oil change. Go to speedyoil.com/save for details. Speedy Oil Change and Auto Service, where you're in and out and back on the road with full service and total trust. Most vehicles discount off regular price. See store for details. See website for details on the Total Trust Guarantee.
David Lombardi joining us here on the Tolbert Kruger and Brooks Show, KNBR, KNBR FM, San Francisco, a Cumulus Media station. David of The Athletic. Make sure you follow him on Twitter at Lombardi himself. Dave, we always appreciate the time. How you doing, my man?
I'm doing great. Thawing out. Experience. I always love going back there because I usually get free beer because they like my last name. it was a good time. I was the last person in the Lambeau press box. So I even got to do one of those YouTube videos for my YouTube channel, just setting up the camera with the field and the snow in the background. And it was one of the cooler experiences of my career. Really enjoyed that. And you know, I thought looking at that last drive, I was like, wow, I'm looking inside into a snow globe. That's what it looked like. And the players are like these little miniature figures down there in the snow globe. It seemed like somebody had shaken the snow globe and then the 49ers won. So immediately one of the greatest moments in franchise history, in my opinion. And there's a lot of great moments in this franchise's history, but this is one that people are going to be talking about forever.
Yeah, I mean, there's no doubt about that. The way that they won, how it started, and, you know, what's that meme? You know, how it started, how it's going. You know, you got the Packers driving through them like a hot knife through butter, and then in the end, you got Robbie Gould with his hands in the air triumphantly. But it was that defense that once again was the tip of the spear. And I was saying to the guys, you know, D'Amico Ryans had the interview with Minnesota yesterday. I think he's going to get a couple more interviews based on what he and that defensive unit were able to pull off. Starting number one, they did what they had to do, which is remove Davante Adams from the game. And no matter where he was lined up, there was safety help lurking near. And to pull that off with that pass rush and being selective about when they wanted to blitz, it was a masterful performance all around, A, by the players, but what D'Amico Ryans was able to pull off. Because if they don't have that, we're not having this conversation.
Yeah, they only blitzed 14% of the time, but when they did, they made it count.
Right.
And you can't blitz more than 14% of the time against Aaron Rodgers because he's an assassin. He's going to find the part of the field that you vacated, and he's going to attack it. So you have to be able to win up front, but that only happens if you win in coverage on the short throw. So here's the stat for you that I think really illustrates what happened. In week three, Rodgers averaged 2.3 seconds from snap to release. He was getting the ball out quick. And the 49ers weren't defending. They weren't covering well enough against that quick release, so their pass rush never had a chance to get to him. This time it was 2.8 seconds from snap to release. That's half a second slower. That's an eternity. That's a lot slower than 2.3 seconds in the pass rush hit. They got to Rodgers five times with sacks. I think they hit him eight or nine times in the game. And the improvement of the 49ers coverage unit, to me, you know, was the key that allowed that pass rush to feast again. And now they feasted for several straight games. And, you know, this 49ers team, there's a beauty about it. It's a romanticism about it. It's almost like baseball. You know, when you get a baseball team that's hot in September and October and they can't do anything wrong. Every single guy who comes up to pinch hit seems to, you know, either work the count and set it up for the guy behind him, or he gets a huge bases clearing double.
Yeah, we call them the San Francisco Giants.
Exactly. Well, you know, that's why I keep on saying that 49ers football is torture, because it reminds me of the Giants in 2010, 2012, and 2014. I know this most recent Giants team also had a lot of pinch hit success, but think about the pinch hit appearances from both Dante Johnson and Josh Norman in this game. It was a lot like baseball. They needed Dante Johnson to just go up there, work the count, live to fight another day, set it up for the guy behind him, the cleanup hitter. The cleanup hitter is the 49ers pass rush. And on that first drive, it didn't look too good. They were giving up that short stuff again. But he tightened it up, and then, you know, when the game was on the line, the 49ers and D'Amico Ryans trusted Dante Johnson. They sent a blitz. They sent Jaquaski Tart. They sent Fred Warner on that third and long. And they let Dante Johnson and Talanoa Hufanga guard Devontae Adams deep. You know, they put their money on the table, and it paid off. And then even Josh Norman on that one snap came in cold. I mean, really, literally cold. It's 0 degrees, right? And he came in. Rodgers, the assassin, tried to hunt for him. Norman was ready. You know, these maligned guys, you got to give them credit. They stepped up, and the 49ers got it.
Not all guarantees are created equal. That's what makes the Total Trust Guarantee from Speedy Oil Change and Auto Service so special. It gives you 20/20 vision into the work we do. And now, you can get $10 off any 17-point oil change. Go to speedyoil.com/save for details. Speedy Oil Change and Auto Service, where you're in and out and back on the road with full service and total trust. Most vehicles discount off regular price. See store for details. See website for details on the Total Trust Guarantee.
Down in the clutch.
Dave, how do you see the 49ers tackles going into this game? I mean, at halftime, the Niners had given up 3 sacks on only 12 pass attempts, and Compton was getting worked by Rashawn Gary. And on the other side, you got Trent Williams, who's obviously less than 100%, and now here comes Floyd and Miller off the edges. How do you see the Niner tackles going into the next game, health-wise and competency-wise?
Yeah, well, I mean, that's tough, but that's one area where Jimmy Garoppolo needs to get a lot of credit that I don't think that he gets. He has consistently operated successfully behind a tackle situation that hasn't been ideal. Remember back to his first stint with the 49ers in 2017, Trent Brown was hurt after that first game. They didn't see Trent Brown anymore, ever, in a 49ers uniform. So Garoppolo was working behind a subpar offensive line. He got the job done that year. 2019, remember the game against the Rams in week 6? Garoppolo was playing behind 2 backup offensive tackles with both Staley and McGlinchey out. It was Brunskill at right tackle and School at left tackle, and a lot of the season was like that, and the quick release was able to get it done. Now the 49ers face similar issues. Week 18 against the Rams, you had McKivitt starting at left and Tom Compton, who's also a backup, starting at right, and Garoppolo took some punishment, obviously, but ultimately he was able to get it done. I think it was a really similar story against the Packers, with Compton getting beat by Rashawn Gary as often as he was, and obviously, with Trent Williams hobbled on the left side, he still wasn't really getting beat, though. It's just concerning because you hope, if you're the 49ers, that he's able to go on Sunday. And I think the news on that front is relatively optimistic. The x-rays for Williams were negative, and they compared his ankle sprain to the one suffered by Jordan Willis last week. And we all know how the Jordan Willis ankle sprain turned out. He was one of the heroes of the game with the blocked punt. So that would be fine for the 49ers if Williams was back. But the right side is still a concern. I mean, the middle is a concern against the Rams. Garoppolo's going to have to hang in there and keep on delivering when he's getting the crap beaten out of him. And that's one thing that he did so well in Week 18, and he's generally done well throughout his time. He's been tough, and he's going to have to be tough because this offensive line is not going to be a plus pass-protecting offensive line this year, given the health situation.
There were bigger plays to come, but at the time when you were there, Dave, how big a play, how pivotal a play did it seem like the Fred Warner forced fumble was when the Niners were already down 7-0 at that point and the Packers had already gone to Niner territory?
Yeah, I mean, that was literally the turning point. And, I mean, there was a busted coverage after that at the end of the first half by the defense when Rodgers found Aaron Jones. But, you know, you take that busted coverage out. Before the forced fumble, Green Bay was like at 8 or 9 yards per play. After the forced fumble, they're at 2.3 yards per play on the whole game. That was the. I mean, it was an epic defensive performance, and I think it was sparked by that forced fumble. I mean, there's a component to turnovers, as 49ers fans know well, because we talk so much about Jimmy Garoppolo's interceptions and how, you know, it seems they could be even more deflating than they look on the stat sheet. And I think, you know, that there's a component to turnovers that is, you know, outsized compared to just the statistical loss that you experience with them. And I think this was a great example. I think Green Bay was full head of steam moving forward, and then all of a sudden that turnover was a gut punch that put the 49ers back in position to control the flow. And then that Aaron Jones play, the busted coverage, put the flow back in the Packers' favor. But guess what? That field goal block gave it right back to the 49ers. So it's one of those things where you have to have those splash plays, which is why you pay your star players, because they make splash plays. And Fred Warner certainly came through.
David Lombardi, as you could clearly hear, a very bright football mind, he of The Athletic. Nice enough to join us on the UMA guest line here on the Tolbert, Kruger, and Brooks show. We got bad Jimmy and we got okay Jimmy, but there were a couple of times you got good Jimmy Garoppolo in the game Saturday, and it was in the second half. And I love that you pointed out one, because he can be frustrating, but when he's right, he will definitely be a help to the ultimate goal, which is winning. And you put up the video where before Debo's first down run that set up the game-winning field goal, Garoppolo was under pressure. They were somewhere around midfield, if I'm remembering correctly, and it was closing in on him, the pressure from both sides. But he slid to his left and found Debo, who was wide open in the middle of the field, and it was not only the movement of Garoppolo, but his quick release as well, which is clearly one of the things that makes him, at times, a very competent NFL quarterback. That was good Jimmy Garoppolo, because if you don't have him move and have that quick release, he doesn't find Debo, and the Niners more than likely don't win that game.
Yeah, I mean, the beauty of this win is that it was the ultimate team win. Mm-hmm. You had to have the special teams get the 49ers in position. You had to have the defense really carry the load for much of the game. But then you had to have the offense close it out. And even within that final drive, that was the drive that happened in the snow globe with that, it was really starting to turn white on the field at that point. Within that final drive, the 49ers needed both run and pass. I mean, so you're just going to have people yelling at each other now for another few days saying that, oh, the only reason, they're doing well is the run game, or vice versa, you need both. And that drive, I thought, was so cool because you saw the interplay between everything, and it was pass to set up the run. First play was Garoppolo seeing the one-on-one matchup, Devondre Campbell, linebacker against Kittle. So he found him with a dart there on the slant. Mm-hmm. And then it was second and seven a couple plays later. And, that was another play in which Tom Compton got beat off that right side. And that time it was, doubly damaging because Daniel Brunskill got pancaked by the same guy right into where Jimmy Garoppolo had been standing. So right. Garoppolo had to kind of fade away. And he still was able to release quickly as the pocket collapsed and hit Debo Samuel in stride. So then when you got to third and seven, that was the play of the game, right? The Packers were a nickel. The 49ers had another pass call, but they called timeout because they saw that Green Bay thought they were going to pass. And they ran the draw to Debo Samuel, which was actually the same exact play as the draw that they called to Raheem Mostert in the NFC Championship game. Wow. That was the opening touchdown. So poetry there, right, for the 49ers. And They needed both the pass and the run in that final drive. They needed every ounce of their capabilities to win that game, and they came together to get the job done.
This defense is really rolling. I mean, they've given up 17 points or less six times this year. The last 11 games, they're giving up 17 on average. I guess, what is your thought on how the defense is going to fare in the next game, third time around, and then also, give me your thoughts on Garoppolo. It's like, it's weird. It's like he has so many flaws, and you can see them. But he also played, I was saying to the guys earlier, he really did play his best football when the conditions were the worst. And there's kind of like an unflappable thing about him. He's like, he's not rolling when he's going good. He's not crushed when he's going bad. He's just kind of like the same guy. And I'm kind of wondering what you feel like his impact has on the team's psyche.
Well, speaking of the conditions, we should always evaluate Garoppolo in context. And I think important context is that Aaron Rodgers threw for only 55 yards in the second half. I mean, wow. I was there and it felt like there were icicles, being stabbed into your cheeks and your eyes when you were outside with that wind, And then Kyle Shanahan kind of confirmed it today. Somebody asked him, oh, are you worried about Garoppolo's, wobbly pass into the flat? And Shanahan said, well, it was 2 degrees. It was windy. I'm not really worried about that because those are almost impossible conditions to accurately throw in on a consistent down in, down out basis, as I think was evidenced by the fact that Rodgers only had those 55 passing yards in the second half. So the fact that Garoppolo was on the money in crunch time with those two throws when it was snowing the most, that to me, was okay. This guy is tough. It's very easy to see why he's the emotional rudder of the 49ers team. Then again, that was a terrible decision that he made on the interception. I mean, the 49ers obviously badly needed points on that drive, and it was first down. It was no time to play hero ball. and he decided to play hero ball. I don't think it had anything to do with, you know, lack of arm strength or something. I mean, that was just a pass that wasn't there and shouldn't have been forced in that situation. So, yes, there was a good and a bad dichotomy in this game. But at the end of the day, we have to zoom out. And there have been two seasons in which the 49ers have finished the year. And, you know, you could hope they finish the year. You always hope that Jimmy Garoppolo doesn't get hurt. But there have been two seasons where they finished the year with him. And in both of those seasons, they've reached at least the NFC Championship game. So the quarterback is the most important position. I know this team is built in a way that the defense and the, you know, run game are extremely important in complementary football. But you see what happens when they don't have Garoppolo. When they had Mullins back there, when they had Beathard back there, this was a completely different team. So there is something to say about the way that he's able to glue the whole operation together at that spot.
Dave, is this, when healthy, is this the best linebacker group in the NFL?
Well, that's a good question. Tampa Bay would probably take some exception to that, but
yeah.
You know, back when that debate was being had a year or two ago, Aziz Alshire wasn't the player that he is now. And I think you bring up a great point, because I think Warner has played his best football ever since both Alshire and Dre Greenlaw have returned. So when they're healthy, it makes Warner even better, right? It seems like he could start really focusing on making those impact ball hawking plays. And Alshire and Greenlaw just like to hit people. And Greenlaw, I mean, Kyle Shanahan just goes around calling Greenlaw Mike Tyson. He says he thinks he looks like Mike Tyson, but he obviously he thinks he hits like him too. And that kind of violence at that second level, you can't overstate how important it is to beat an elite quarterback like Aaron Rodgers. The reason the 49ers had their way with the Packers in 2012 and 2013 is because they had Willis and Bowman. So they didn't have to blitz. They're right. Only bringing four.
Right.
And the linebackers weren't a liability in coverage, right?
Mm-hmm.
But you could still keep them out there to stop the run. They could do both. And that is the key to everything with this 49ers defense. Ever since they moved Armstead inside, they've stopped the run. These linebackers can stop the run out of the same packages that they can also stop the pass. And that really has unlocked everything. So I think those linebackers are gunning for that title. Of the league's best, for sure.
David, thank you very much for the time and the insight, my man. Hopefully we'll get a chance to talk soon. Be well, sir.
All right, thanks, guys.
Thank you, man. We appreciate you. Make sure you follow David on Twitter. Again, I think the dude is very smart.
Not all guarantees are created equal. That's what makes the Total Trust Guarantee from Speedy Oil Change and Auto Service so special. It gives you 20/20 vision into the work we do. And now you can get $10 off any 17-point oil change. Go to speedyoil.com/save for details. Speedy Oil Change and Auto Service, where you're in and out and back on the road with full service and total trust. Most vehicles discount off regular price. See store for details. See website for details on the Total Trust Guarantee.